This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Cover crops are becoming the topic of conversation at several ag meetings across the state. I had a chance to catch up with a presenter from last week's meeting, Joe Keelish. Joe works for La Crosse Seed in Indiana. When I talked with Joe, he pointed out some of the benefits cover crops can provide.
I'm a cover crop advisor. I do travel throughout most of Indiana and Kentucky, calling on retailers in particular, talking to them about their cover crops, their forages, turf products as well, but a lot about cover crops, and even some of their customers as being farmers, and getting around to events like today here at Lincolnland, talking to farmers, trying to encourage them to consider cover crops.
And we were chatting a little bit beforehand. Something interesting is the amount of difference in acres of cover crops planted in Indiana versus the amount in Illinois. And that's pretty significant. And I know you just have an estimated number, but could you share with us what that number is?
Well, right now, I think, memory serves me correctly, I think we're at about 2 million acres of actual cover crop in Indiana. And we are actually number two throughout the country of the amount of cover crop acres that are being planted in the state. I think first is Texas, but Texas is pretty large in itself. So, guys in Indiana have done a real nice job getting out, talking to farmers, and you know, there's some rolling ground, but even you don't have to have rolling ground to use cover crops. They work anywhere, and they've done a nice job getting out, promoting it, and pretty good acceptance throughout the state.
Well, it sounds like you guys have certainly done a great job in Indiana. We were talking with Dick Lyons beforehand, and he had an estimated number for Illinois of only being around 100,000 acres. So this meeting is definitely needed, it sounds like, and we've got a lot of work to do here. But that's good news, because there are actually several benefits that cover crops can provide for farmers. And could you maybe touch on a few of the top hitters that you would consider to be the best benefits?
One of the things that I want to point out beforehand is nature. What does nature do? It covers the soil. If you tear up an area or something, or bare some dirt, some areas, what happens first? Well, nature brings in some weeds, maybe. If you continue to let it stand idle, they'll bring in trees, things like that. But nature by itself covers the soil. So why don't we do the same thing? For several reasons. One might be erosion control, to keep the soil in place, whether it be wind erosion or water erosion, things like that. Breakups, compaction, send the roots down instead of doing tillage to trying to loosen the soil. Let the roots actually break the compacted soils apart, or things like that. It could actually just make more pore space. That way water can get down there, and air, and just a healthier soil. Create nitrogen as a job for some of the legumes. We could actually produce some nitrogen. We can sequester, in other words, gather some nutrients, in particular nitrogen or phosphorus, instead of letting that leach through the soils and into our drains and waterways. Why not keep it on our fields or in our fields? Cover crops can also be competition to weeds. Instead of letting weeds come in, why not plant a more desirable crop that you can control and produce organic matter for the soils, making them better in the long run? That'd be just a few, but there's more, but that'd be probably the top hitters.
Well, there's definitely several great things, it sounds like, that can come from using cover crops. One of the most thought about questions, I'm just assuming this, by farmers, we've got low commodity prices right now, trying to think of ways to reduce input prices. Is it a common thought that the benefits from these cover crops outweigh the costs, and it's something that you should really consider?
Well, talking about Dick Lyons, we were just talking and sharing with some farmers. We had a slide that showed one thing that cover crops can do is reduce the number of cyst nematodes in your field. And the slide showed that there was some research done, I think it was at University of Nebraska, that showed about a 12 bushel increase in soybean yields once the cyst nematodes were reduced. So when you consider 12 bushels soybeans additional yield, you just paid for your, more than paid for your cover crop. So things like that, we were talking about tolerable soil losses. Well, in my opinion, zero is more tolerable than 5 tons. Well, 5 ton is the number that the government uses as a tolerable soil loss level. And 5 tons of soil, when we purchase an acre of land, we're not just doing square acres, we're doing cubic acres. And when, if you lose 5 tons off of that per acre, I don't care who you are, that's still costing you. So if you keep that on your field, cover crops help pay.
Joe Keelish, cover crop advisor for La Crosse Seed. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.